This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi and welcome. I'm Suze, and it is my absolute pleasure and delight to be your host for the next hour on Contact Talk Radio. We'll be flipping the switch today on fear. That's the big one. But, you know, I just figure we might as well call the elephant out in the room. It's right there. It's the only thing that has ever kept you from anything in your life is fear. So the question I'd like to ask you is, what is fear stopping you from experiencing? What is fear stopping you from manifesting in your life? Where is fear tying you down and holding you back from what you really and truly desire and deserve? And I would love to chat with you about that today. You will find me toll free, 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. And I seem to be having a couple of little technical glitches here. I'm hoping that it's coming through on your end okay. So looking forward to speaking with you today on Contact Talk Radio and talking about fear. So I'm just going to read to you the top of the show piece that I posted. Fear. As I said, it's the only thing stopping the manifestation of your dreams. For sure, it's real. And so is whatever the fear is stopping you from experiencing. Just as real as the fear is the joy. Just as real as the fear is the love, just as real as the fear is the abundance, all of those things that you're stopping from experiencing with fear. So I'm bringing the pot of tea. You show up with whatever fear that you've simply had enough of, and we will walk through that old fear into a new way of being. I guarantee it. I'm really excited to repattern with you, and thank you so much. Pat has called in, afraid of a business idea that she has. So Pat, you're on air. Are you there?
Hi, Suze. I'm here.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm rather excited to be talking to you, Suze. I'm well. Thank you.
Well, I'm excited to be speaking with you as well. Have we spoken before?
We sure have a number of times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought maybe that was the Pat, because I'm not all that up on my short forms of the different states, you know, being Canadian. So I'm going, WI, is that Wisconsin? Is that the Pat that I know? So anyway, hi. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
So you're familiar with how the repatterning works?
Yes.
All righty. So I'm going to just give a little bit of background, because we are at a new time starting last week. And so I know that we're going to be, you know, having some new callers in. And so just wanting to give them a little bit of background. So one of the coolest things about repatterning is that you really don't have to, I don't have to know what it is that you're afraid of. You don't have to tell me any of the story. And in fact, if you're repatterning with yourself, for those people who have learned how to do it, you don't even have to know what it is that's going on. You can just like check in with your body and say, what is the feeling that I'm feeling? Now, on the downside of the line is all that stuff we call fear. Okay. And it can be all kinds of different things. So, Pat, when you think about the business idea that you have, what is it? Is it fear or is it something else?
Well, it's part excitement. I know that. And I think it is fear. I think it's fear. Do you want me to tell you what kind of fear?
Let me just check in. No, we don't need to know. Unless you need to tell me, we don't need to
know.
So I really liked how you said it's partly excitement as well. Because if you think about fear, the feeling of fear in your body, and you feel where that feels in your gut and in your head, and, you know, your heartbeat goes a little bit faster, all of those symptoms are the exact same physical symptoms as excitement.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The only difference is that you feel those feelings and then you attach a thought to them, and you either go, woohoo, and it's excitement, or you go, oh no, and it's fear. But it's the same as that adrenaline rush. And so what we want to do is switch it around. So let's just see, is fear to excitement the best pairing? It's not the best pairing. So let me just see if I can grab another word for you here. What I'm doing is I'm muscle testing on your behalf, Pat. I hope you're okay with that.
I am, Sue.
I'm just seeing what other word comes up here, because it's going to be something a little bit more specific, apparently. Okay, so let's just see here. Okay, and I'm just testing in here to find out what the word is. And what I'm getting when I test is, and you know enough to not own this, okay? It's a feeling of being provoked. Prodded.
Oh.
Provoked.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Okay. So none of us like to be provoked, pushed, prodded. What would be the opposite of that? Would it be something like encouraged or allowed or supported? Or what would be the opposite of that feeling for you?
Either supported or encouraged.
How about we use both?
Okay.
We can do that. We get to make up the story, so let's use both. Encouraged and support. So wait, what was it? Encouraged and supported?
Supported, I think, sounds good.
Okay, encouraged and supported. And do I need any more information than that? I don't. Okay, cool. So I've just drawn up a little chart in front of me, and you can do the same thing. The arrow down would be provoked. On the left-hand side, arrow up, encouraged and supported. And just a reminder for people listening, and this is on page 169 of my book, and it's the best little exercise ever. When I created this one, I just went, wow, this just how I use it all the time. I'm scribbling it on napkins all the time. Serviettes, whatever they are, depending what country you're in. So what you don't want goes on the left-hand side, so that's provoked. What you do want is encouraged, to feel encouraged and supported. Okay. So would you say that you're feeling... around your business idea, would you say that you're feeling provoked by forces outside of you, or are you feeling provoked by yourself?
Outside of me. That's my first thought. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you've probably listened to enough and read enough to know that if it's outside of you, it's probably mirroring something within you. But let's start with it outside of you, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a statement, and I'm going to ask you to repeat it. And if the monkey comes up, you tell me what the monkey is. Okay, for people who are listening, you could go from fear to excitement, which is where we started, fear on the left-hand side, excitement on the right-hand side, or you can play along with Pat and I. We're going to go from provoked to encouraged and supported. Okay, and I see that Jackie from BC is waiting online. Jackie, we're going to get to you in a minute. You can do this repatterning along with us, and then when I speak with you, we'll just piggyback on it. Okay, so Pat, I forgive myself for believing I need to feel provoked by others.
I forgive myself for believing I need to feel provoked by others.
You breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, because you know that people can't make you feel what you're not letting them, okay? They can't make you. You know, when you were 2-year-old, you said, you can't make me, and you were right. No one can make you, but we give our power away when we let others do that. So I forgive myself for believing that encouragement and support doesn't come easily.
I forgive myself for believing that encouragement and support doesn't come easily.
Okay, breathe that in. So these people that are provoking you, are they people that love you or people that are further out in your...
people who love me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I forgive myself for believing that people who love me would not be encouraging and supportive.
I forgive myself for believing that people who love me wouldn't be encouraging and supportive.
Okay, breathe that in. And let it go. They're probably operating from their own fear. That's why I feel provoked.
They are operating probably from their own fear. That is why they are provoked. That's so true.
Okay, breathe that in, okay? So the deal is that whatever energy you're sending out is going to often come back to you, which is why I said, you know, sometimes it's just a mirror. And so it's just, they're just probably just mirroring back your fears. So let's go here. I give myself permission to encourage and support me.
I give myself permission to encourage and support me.
Hey, breathe that in. What's a monkey have to say about that?
That feels good. That makes sense.
Great. Now, I just took a big sip of water, and I'd encourage you to as well. Remember, when we're repatterning, what we're doing is we're literally building new neural pathways, and your brain needs water to do that with.
Okay.
So if you've got a glass of water handy, Pat, please have a little sip. Okay?
I did. Mm-hmm.
I am super encouraging and supportive of others.
I am super encouraging and supportive of others.
And I give myself permission to be that encouraging and supportive of me.
and I give myself permission to be that encouraging and supportive of me.
Good. Breathe that one in. Okay. How's that feeling?
That feels good.
Okay. So we're going to move from, we've done the forgiveness, which is the acknowledgement, the permission, which is opening it up, and now we're going to move to choice. I can be provoked by others, or I can be encouraged and supported. I choose to be.
I can be provoked by others, or I can be encouraged and supported. I choose encouraged and supported.
Good. Breathe that in. I choose to see my loved ones' comments as encouraging and supportive.
I choose to, did you say see loved
yeah.
ones' comments?
Yeah.
I choose to see loved ones' comments as encouraging and supportive.
They don't intend to hurt me. They're intending to be supportive.
They don't intend to hurt me. They're intending to be supportive.
I've just been receiving them as feeling like I'm being provoked.
Well, a monkey's coming up and it's telling
okay,
me
good.
That I think that they might try to provoke me a little bit.
Okay, why would they be wanting to provoke you?
Out of their own fear.
Okay, so if they're provoking me, it's their own fear.
If they're provoking me, it's their own fear.
And it's feeding mine.
And it is feeding mine.
That means I need extra encouragement and support.
That means I need extra encouragement and support.
And I choose to give that to myself.
And I choose to give that to myself.
Okay, breathe it in. So you notice as soon as the monkey comes up, we go have a little chat with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we don't tell
that
it it's
helps.
Wrong. Okay, and that and I was actually with a couple of statements. When you go back and listen to the replay, you'll notice with a couple of statements, I was actually trying to provoke. I was trying to poke at it to kind of find out where it was because I knew it would pop up if we poked at it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that's, you know, people often say to me, what's the difference between doing the repatterning on my own from reading your book or studying and doing it with a practitioner? And the difference is that the practitioner can just shine a brighter flashlight. That's all. So, you know, we were just kind of focusing over there. So I choose to encourage and support myself, especially when I'm feeling provoked.
I choose to encourage and support myself, especially when I'm provoked.
Okay, breathe that in. When anyone provokes me, it's just a reminder for me to be super encouraging and supportive of me.
If anyone would provoke me, it's just a reminder to be super encouraging and supportive of me.
I can do that. I know how.
I can do that. I know how.
Breathe it in. What's the monkey have to say?
I'm very sensitive, Susan. I pick up other people's energy, and maybe I read a lot into it. It's kind of hard to for me to switch, flip the switch on that sometimes.
Okay, good enough. So, you know, I had a client in this morning, and I was talking about this because many people, as you know, one of the things people want to be aware, they want to be awake, they want to be in tune, they want to be connected. Well, that means you're going to start to feel things more than you did before, even sometimes. And some of us, you know, you may have been naturally this way, Pat, and been this way all of your life, and have learned some coping mechanisms to kind of tune it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound like you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So what I encourage people who are picking up more than what is helpful for them is to make a deal. Because you see, we talked about this today with my client, and I said, it's a gift. It's a gift to be able to tune in. It's a gift to be empathetic. It's a gift to be able to feel what other people are feeling. It's also a gift to be like 6'3" if you want to play basketball. It's also a gift to have a loving heart if you want to be a grandma. Okay, you get to decide what you do with the gift. So just because somebody's 6'3" does not mean they have to use that gift to play basketball. Just because somebody is gifted with being very empathetic, as you are, does not mean you have to feel everything. You have
yeah.
free will and choice. Okay, so I choose to support and encourage myself by only feeling from others what is supportive and encouraging.
I choose to be encouraging and supportive of myself by only feeling from others what is encouraging and supportive.
Okay, breathe that in. if they're feeling down and I can be encouraging and supportive, I choose to feel that.
If they're feeling down and I can be encouraging and supportive, I can feel that.
Okay, breathe that in. If their energy is going to pull me down, I choose to be encouraging and supportive of me first.
If their energy is pulling me down, I can choose to be encouraging and supportive of myself first.
Is this making some sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I used to, I mean, I'm, as you probably can tell, fairly sensitive, pick up stuff really easily. And it used to be that it was so in the way that I could not go to the mall. If I walked into the mall, I'd get knocked over by all the energy. You know, any kind of big public place. An ambulance would go by and it would just about take me out. You know, just the energy that was coming off, depending on what was going on. But, you know, I found it really, really challenging to be in the world. And then I thought, wait a minute, I have free choice. And so I decided that I could decide how I wanted that energy to come to me. And so the deal that I made and put out to my higher power, so whether that's God, universe, whatever is, you know, higher than you, is I'm willing to use this gift for these purposes. Just like somebody who's 6'3" can say, I'm willing to use my gift of height to be a great basketball player, or I'm willing to use my gift of height to get things off the top shelf for people who are under 5 feet tall. Right? You get to pick. And I know it sounds a little bit goofy when I'm putting it in the context of height, but you understand the metaphor there?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do. Mm-hmm.
I made the decision that I was really willing to feel whatever I needed to feel, but only as much as I needed to feel to be supportive and helpful. Because if I allowed myself to feel all of it, then I was going to get dragged down to the pit with them.
Yes, that's happened. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm free to be encouraging and supportive of myself by deciding what I do with my gift of empathy.
I choose to be encouraging and supportive of myself by choosing what I want to do with my gift of empathy.
Good. Breathe that in. I'm free to encourage and support myself in creating my business.
I'm free to be encouraging and supportive of myself as I create my business.
Monkey, okay with that?
Yes. Feels good.
I beg your pardon?
It feels good, Suze.
Good. Okay, so that's the freedom stage where we kind of vision it out. And now let's think of a time where you were really encouraging and supportive of yourself and put yourself in that first spot.
I'm thinking.
You want me to play the thinking music? Do, 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 do.
Oh.
I was encouraging and supportive of myself when I phoned in today.
I was encouraging and supportive of myself when I phoned in today.
Okay, breathe that in. I was feeling a bit excited and a bit nervous, but I did it anyway. I'm just guessing.
I was feeling a bit excited and a bit nervous, and I did it anyway.
That was encouraging and supportive of me.
That was encouraging and supportive of me.
I expand my ability to be encouraging and supportive of me, and that helps me create my business.
I expand my ability to be encouraging and supportive of me, and that helps expand my business.
Okay, breathe that in. What's the monkey have to say, Pat?
Nothing.
Nice and quiet. Good.
Nice and quiet.
Nice. So your homework is to be encouraging and supportive of you in all kinds of ways. Does not have to do anything with your business. It can be to do with anything. So is it encouraging and supportive of yourself to fold the laundry? Is it encouraging and supportive of yourself to wipe down the kitchen counter? Okay. Whatever you're doing, just frame it in being encouraging and supportive of you.
I can do that.
Okay. And then when people say things, assume that they're being encouraging and supportive.
The fact that I can laugh about it is a good thing now, Suze. Okay.
Perfect. Perfect. Because you're going to be making an assumption anyway. So why not make the assumption that it's all in your favor?
Right.
Okay. You're writing the story. You might as well make it one that works for you. And what will happen is if it's not intended to be supportive and encouraging, either their energy will shift over and they'll realize that what they said wasn't very, and they'll start to become more encouraging and supportive, or they'll walk away. And either way will be encouraging and supportive of you. Because energy wants to find the same energy. So what, you know, many, many times, and I'm sure if you, you know, look at this from a from an observer place, you'll realize that there's lots of times that people have been a little less than kind to you, but it was really good for you because it, you, you know, it fed into where you were being unkind to yourself and made you, you know, make a different choice.
That's true. That has happened. It doesn't happen nearly as much as it used to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't that nice?
Yes.
And exactly. I don't know if you're familiar with Neil Donald Walsh's book, Conversations with God.
I'm familiar with it.
It's a great book, but what I really love is his children's version of it, which is called Little Soul and the Sun. Do you know that one?
No.
It's a great, it's basically the whole teaching of Conversations with God in a picture book for kids that you can read in 10 minutes. And so I highly recommend it. It's great, but you know, in there, the little angel is having a conversation with God, and whatever your belief system is, it's just a beautiful little story. But the little angel is saying, but you know, what if people are mean and nasty to me? And God says, you know, always remember, I've sent you nothing but angels. You know, so people are just there to help you learn whatever it is. And sometimes the lessons are a little bit challenging, but you can actually decide that your lessons are going to come much more easily because you're now listening. So I would say that being encouraging and supportive of yourself first is going to be what is going to help you with your business. So let's just make a real strong statement. I am encouraging and supporting myself in creating my business of.
I am encouraging and supportive of myself and creating my business of tutoring.
Okay, breathe that in. I like tutoring because it encourages and supports others.
I like tutoring because it encourages and supports others, and it's really great. We have fun.
Breathe that in. I'm ready to encourage and support myself and have fun with my business.
I'm ready to encourage and support myself and have fun with my business.
I'm excited about that.
I'm excited about that.
Breathe it in. How's your monkey feel?
Quiet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Or is that feeling like you've got something to work with now?
I think I have something to work with. You pointed out something about me that I hadn't really thought about, that I do take in other people. I have taken in people's energies, and I can choose how to frame it. So I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very, very welcome, Pat. And would you please just stay on the line after I move over and make sure that you give your email address to the gal on the desk, okay? She'll take your email address, and then I will send you an invitation to attend one of the seminars next. We don't have any more coming up this year until January, but you'd be welcome to. And I'm going to suggest that you would like to join us for the January one, which is this year is going to be different.
I'd love to join you.
Mm-hmm. That's great. The This Year's Going to Be Different seminar is a goal-setting seminar, but it's goal-setting with a belief repatterning twist, which I know comes as a huge surprise to everyone listening that I would do that. But it's really about, you know, oftentimes we set our goals for our businesses or our goals for the new year, and we set them from a place of deficit. We set them from a place of, I screwed up this year, I didn't do this very well, and now I'm going to set a goal to fix that. And what I do is I really focus on, in this seminar, focus on acknowledging your strengths and what you're doing well, and then goal setting from there. Because whatever you focus on is going to expand, so why not expand what's going well? And then the other stuff will start to dissolve away.
Sounds excellent.
Okay, so you could encourage and support yourself and your business idea by, you know, jotting down the things that have been working really well, that what you love about tutoring, you know, some of the fabulous experiences that you've had, the names of some people that you've really helped, and just build up that file folder of encouragement and support for yourself, and then start looking at your business from that perspective. And I'll look forward to chatting with you more to hear how it's going.
Wonderful. Sue, thank you. I knew you'd help me. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Stay on the line so that they can get your email address so that we can send you the invitation. Okay, Pat?
Sounds great. Thank you, Suze.
You're very, very welcome. We're going to be going to a break here, but just before we do, I want to say hi to Jackie, and I'm going to give her a little assignment to do over the break because I'm figuring that probably there will be something. So, Jackie, are you there?
Hi, I am.
Hi, nice to chat with you. Have we spoken before?
Yes, we have. A couple months ago, I think I called into the show.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And you're... The note that they left me is that you're also scared of a business idea as well.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how that works.
Yeah, well, clearly that's what's happening so far on today's show anyway. So when I was working with Pat, was there something that came up that your monkey was having a little chatter about?
Mine came up as more of an uncertainty around what I'm doing, I'm training at the moment, and I really am passionate about it, and I love it. There's just some uncertainty and resistance there. So that's
okay.
Sort of.
So what's the opposite of uncertainty and resistance?
I was thinking about that and more reassurance and confidence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So your homework, while we're on break, which will be about a minute and a half to 2 minutes, is to write down confidence and reassurance. And I would like you to think of as many examples as you can of where you are confident and where you are reassuring of others and yourself. So, I mean, you're confident in that you get dressed before you go outside. You're confident in that you can make yourself a meal. You know, it can be that kind of stuff. It doesn't have to be, I'm confident in, you know, flying to the moon and back again before breakfast. Okay. It can be simple things. Just list down as many as you can during the break. And anyone who's listening, same thing. What you are wanting, just list down the examples that you already have. And we'll talk about that when we get back from break. I'm Suze Casey, and you are listening to Flipping the Switch on Contact Talk Radio.
You've learned it. Now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore. Hi, this is Suze Casey, and I'm passionate about helping people flip the switch to positive thoughts. And through Belief Repatterning, I'll support you. I invite you to sign up for my newsletter on suzecasey.com. That's SUZECASEY.com. You can also order an autographed copy of Belief Repatterning, find out about individualized coaching with me, or join one of my online courses. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. SuzeCasey.com. My gran used to say, a penny for your thoughts. And you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining me today. I'm Suze, and I'm loving being with you on Thursday afternoons and having you call in on 877-230-3062. If you're something that you'd like to chat about, we're talking about fear, and it doesn't matter where the fear is. The last two callers have been about business, and we're going to come back to Jackie and help her focus on confidence and reassurance here in just a minute. But before we do, I just would like to add something into the ad that was just being played about the 365 Repattern app. One of the things that I teach in the Flipping the Switch course is to choose a word of emotion on what we call the upside of the line, a positive word of emotion. And to choose that every day and just think about it first thing in the morning and think about examples of how you could have that happen in your day, where you could increase it in your day. What you're doing is training the part of your mind called the reticular activator to focus on the upside. And what you want to do is consciously train that mind to do it, because then your subconscious mind will flip the switch, literally, and do it for you in times of stress. But you do need to do the proactive practice on it. And I got feedback from people saying that it was the most incredible exercise and they loved doing it when they remembered. And so that's where the app came from. I thought, fine, I'll just shoot you a little message every morning that gives you a word and a little thing to think about. And so there'll be a word of support, a word of encouragement, if you will, and then there will be some kind of a little phrase or a little thing to think about. If you find that you like that one, great, you can use it. If you find that it doesn't really resonate with you, that's okay. I can't resonate with everybody all the time. And so you can just do it as a reminder that you want to pick a word. You go, oh yeah, right, there's a word for that. It's time for me to pick that. So the word today on the 365 repattern was sure. And it's my personal foundation is built on the positive things in my life that I'm sure of, including dot, dot, dot. And so you can think about what those things are that you're sure of. Yesterday's was recognize. Today I recognize myself by acknowledging my strengths. And I also recognize the strengths of those around me. So that's what the 365 app does. But the reason I wanted to mention it to you is that because we're getting close to the end of the year and it will finish on the 31st of December, I've put it on sale. So it's 99 cents and you can get it for 99 cents for the rest of the year. You'll have it. It will pop up a word every day, a new word every day. And also all of the archives of all of the shows I've done on Contact Talk Radio since the 1st of April are available on that app just at a push of a button. So you can have me with you whenever, wherever you need a little boost and a little repatterning. There's also some cool other things on there like a recorder so that you can record your own thoughts on it, a place where you can take photos. There's a whole how to use section on it that I'd encourage those people who have the app to take a look because there's a lot there. And stay tuned because the 2014 version will be coming out sometime in December. I'm not sure exactly when. It's put together. We're just waiting for approval from the Apple Store and the Android Store. And when it's ready to roll, we'll let you know. And there'll be a little bit of an overlap. You'll be getting December's one on the new one as well. But if you'd like to get that 365 app, 99 cents, if you've got that in your pocket right now supporting you. Okay, Jackie, how did that little exercise go? Were you able to come up with some things that you've done or that you do that help you boost your confidence and reassure you?
Yeah, I was thinking more of reassurance in my life. And the first thing that came up was my family. And mm-hmm. my friends and the home that I live in, and confidence, related to my business is my ability, like I'm training to become an EFT practitioner. So I have confidence in my ability to do it. It's just different aspects around the business that I'm not so confident in. Okay. And other things like driving and asking for help when I need it. I'm pretty confident in doing that. So yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so you did really well because it's not just about your business. You're looking at it from other areas as well, and that's really key because it's often hard to try to find it in exactly that space, but that's cool that you found that you are confident in terms of the technique that you're doing, just not so much in the business aspect of it or the how to get clients or whatever those aspects are. Is that fair enough?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so you've listened enough and you understand the process enough. We're going to go through the six stages, forgiveness, then permission, then choice, freedom, affirmation, and surrender to move us over. Because if I said to you, repeat, let's try it. I am confident in myself as a business person.
I am confident in myself as a business person.
No, you're not.
Give you all the reasons why you're not.
Yeah. And it's going to give you some goofy reasons as well as decent reasons. And so when you're feeling that way, it's not the time to go ask for those questions because you're not on the right side of the line with it. So let's get you on the right side of the line and then we're going to try that again and you'll find out what happens. You'll have a different answer next time. Okay.
Okay.
Because the monkey is going to feed you back based on where you are at that moment, which is why these six stages just kind of shift your energy up and over. Okay, so I forgive myself for believing I need to hang on to this uncertainty. It's not helpful.
I forgive myself for believing I need to hang on to this uncertainty. It's not helpful.
Okay, breathe that in. And let it go.
Yeah, it felt good.
I give myself permission to build confidence in the areas where I'm now feeling uncertain.
I give myself permission to build confidence in the areas that I'm now feeling uncertain. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Breathe that in, because we want to just call it, we want to call it. It's like, yeah, I'm feeling uncertain. And of course you're feeling uncertain. It's new. Mm-hmm. So let's go here. I have every right to feel uncertain. It's new for me.
I have every right to feel uncertain. It's new for me.
But it's not supportive or helpful.
but it's not supportive or helpful.
I agree that. I remember when I felt uncertain about my ability to do the technique.
I remember when I felt uncertain of my ability to do the technique.
But now I'm confident.
But now I'm confident.
So I do know how to increase confidence in my life.
So I do know how to increase confidence in my life.
Okay, breathe that one in. What's the monkey have to say about that?
It was like, yeah, of course. Like, I totally recalled when I first started, and I was like, there's no idea, no way I can do this. But now it's funny because I totally am opposite of that now.
Okay, that's great. So how long ago was that? 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 months?
Yeah, in May of this year.
Okay, so 6 months ago, I was uncertain about my ability to do the technique.
6 months ago, I was uncertain about my ability to do the technique.
And now I'm confident.
And now I'm confident.
I know how to build confidence.
I know how to build confidence.
And I give myself permission to build confidence in other areas of my business.
And I give myself permission to build confidence in other areas of my business. Yeah, that felt really good to say.
Nice. Okay. I choose to build confidence in myself and my business.
I choose to feel confidence in myself and in my business.
Okay, breathe that in. So who do you know that's in business that's confident in a way that you would like to be confident? First name.
Tammy.
I am so grateful to Tammy. She gives me a model for confidence.
I am so grateful to Tammy. She gives me a model for confidence.
Breathe that one in and let it go. When I'm not sure how to be confident, I'll think about what Tammy would do and I'll try that.
When I'm not sure how to be confident, I think about what Tammy would do and I'll try that.
Breathe that in. Does that feel okay?
Yeah, that feels right.
Because now we've got a plan. Okay? And as soon as the monkey has a plan, it's okay. Because remember, right, those monkeys are just the messages coming back and forth between your subconscious mind and your conscious mind, reminding you of what you decided before. So now you've said, it's okay, monkey. Here's a little, this is what we're going to do next time. And it goes, okay, fine. Got it.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
I choose to build confidence in myself by reassuring me, just like my family does.
I choose to build confidence in myself by reassuring me, just as my family does.
Okay, breathe that in. So a friend that's really reassuring of you, first name?
Sydney.
Cindy or Sydney?
Sydney.
Sydney.
Like Australia. Okay. Sydney, Australia.
Yeah. Got it. Okay, so I am grateful to Sydney. She shows me how easy it is to reassure me.
I am grateful to Sydney. She shows me how easy it is to reassure me.
She's a good friend. And I'm free to be my own best friend as I build this business.
She's a good friend, and I'm free to be my own best friend while I build this business.
Okay, and breathe that in.
Yeah, something came up there for me. I've been my kind of enemy. I recognize I've been kind of tough on me.
It's time for me to be my own best friend.
It's time for me to be my own best friend.
And breathe it in. This might be a little bit forward, Jackie, but when I'm teaching people in person, and I just feel like I can say this to you and anybody who's listening, I'll just say it there. When I'm teaching the concepts of working for yourself, one of the things I like to remind you is that you're going to be sleeping with the boss every night.
Yeah. No kidding.
Okay? So you better have a good relationship with the boss.
Yeah.
Because that boss is not only are you sleeping with the boss, you're going to go on holiday with the boss. You're going to go grocery shopping with the boss. You're going to be with the boss 24/7. You best have a fabulous relationship with your boss.
Yeah, that's an awesome way to look at it.
Okay. So I am confident in the way I build relationships with people like Sydney.
I'm confident in the way I build relationships with people like Sydney.
I'm free to build that kind of a relationship with myself in my business.
I'm free to build that kind of relationship with myself in my business.
Okay, breathe that in.
Yeah, it kind of almost had a sense of intimidating, like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's like, no wonder you'd be feeling uncertain. Like, if Sydney was treating you the way you've been treating yourself, you'd be pretty uncertain about that relationship, too.
Yeah, big time. Exactly.
Okay. I mean, like, you probably wouldn't hang out with her much, let alone,
no.
You know, go to the mall and have breakfast and go shopping and all that other stuff, right? And yet you're doing those things with yourself. And, you know, I'm always astounded that people are, like, beating themselves up and then they're going, I don't understand why I'm not getting anywhere. It's like, well, I wouldn't be doing stuff for you either because I'd be sitting there worried you're going to beat up on me. And that's
exactly
what happens within you, right? Okay, so I'm ready to reassure myself in a way that I can build confidence.
I'm ready to reassure myself in a way that I can build confidence.
Okay, breathe that one. And let it go.
Yeah. Just like, how am I going to do that?
So how do you do it with Sydney? How do you reassure Sydney? If she's feeling uncertain, what would you do?
If what, sorry?
If she was feeling uncertain about something, how would you as a friend reassure her?
I'd talk to her and point out all the things that she's doing right and what she has done right in the past, and that, I don't know, that maybe there's something to learn from it.
Okay, breathe it in. If I can do that with Sydney, I can do that with myself.
Yeah, if I can do that with Sydney, I can do that with myself.
Okay, breathe it in. And now look down at that little list that you made during the break. In fact, I just did do that. I'm building confidence in myself and my business right now.
I'm building confidence in myself and in my business right now.
Breathe that in. What's the monkey have to say?
And it said, like, and it just, like, when I was learning my EFT, it might take a bit of time, but
perfect.
That's
but it's
the process.
Gone. It's on its way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
I'm on the road.
Yeah. So it took you, you know, you said you started it in 7 months ago. So somewhere between May and now, you got confident in the technique. And honestly, that's, you know, that's the content learning piece. The other things will all happen when you're being good to yourself. When you're being kind to yourself.
Right.
Okay. And if things aren't happening right, it's like, where can I be more confident and reassuring of myself?
Awesome. That's okay. I just needed that little switch of different aspect, different way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the book, I talk about it in the introduction about when it happened for me, when all of a sudden I realized that I was a really, really good teacher. And I needed to teach myself to be well. And I went, whoa, okay, how would I do that? I know how I would do it for somebody else. And then I just, what would I do to teach that to somebody? So what would I do to help my girlfriend feel reassured? What would I do to help my mom or dad feel reassured? What would I do to help a young person feel reassured about what they were doing? What will I do to help my clients feel reassured? And when you're reassuring them, then you get, and I'm giving that reassurance to myself at the same time. So as that reassurance is going out from you, you let it spill all over you, Jackie.
Good. That's awesome. I really like that.
Okay.
It's more possible now.
Okay, cool. I'm building confidence in myself as a EFT practitioner.
Mm-hmm. I am building confidence in myself as an EFT practitioner and businesswoman.
Good job. Breathe that in. Now see, now you're just like adding it in.
Yeah. No, it wants it.
Okay. So keeping yourself on that upside of the line, and that's, you know, use the fear to move you to where you want to. It's like, I get that I'm uncertain. That's normal. Okay, so let's go back to the uncertainty. It is normal to feel uncertain. It's just because it's something new.
It is normal to feel uncertain. It's just because it's something new.
And I can take that uncertainty and change it into confidence.
And I can take that uncertainty and change that into confidence.
I'm excited about that.
I'm really excited about that.
There we go. Oh, how to supersize it. That was nice. Good job.
Yeah.
Okay. So any other questions around that, or does that feel like you're in a solid space with it now?
Oh, yeah. I feel much more confident and a totally different mindset now. I feel like I'm building momentum, and that's awesome. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and do stay on the line and give Kiara your email address. Even if you think I already have it, even if you're already getting the newsletters and things, it's just that comes from a different part of the office than this. And what I'm going to do is send you as well an invitation to join me for one of my online seminars in the new year. Okay.
Thank you so much.
because you're very welcome, because you're looking at your business building, you know, probably that this year is going to be different would be the one that I would recommend. But we're doing a whole series next year called Claim It, and there'll be a different seminar each month.
And you can awesome.
Choose whichever one of those that you want to. You'll be getting an invitation for that, okay?
Thank you. I'm really excited about incorporating belief or patterning into my business as well, so I really appreciate it.
Well, it does. It really, you know, people say to me, how is this, often I'll get, how is belief repatterning different than EFT? And you know, as a practitioner of EFT, that there is a difference. And there's some real similarities in some places. And one of the things that I am very fond of saying is that belief repatterning is not an either or, it's an and also. It's a way of processing the information of whatever you're doing, whether you're playing golf or being an EFT practitioner or, you know, going and having a meeting with some people that are, you know, awkward for you, or being a better parent, or whatever it is that you're doing, your mind is going to be processing information, and the repatterning technique allows you to process that information in a way that's encouraging and supportive for you. So I really appreciate you calling in today, Jackie.
Thank you. It's definitely a powerful tool, and I appreciate it as well. I look forward to talking to you soon.
All righty. Keep me posted. And stay
Thank
on the
you.
Line.
Take so care.
Kira, stay on the line so Kira can get your address, okay?
Okay, will do. Thanks so much.
All righty. So we have time if you want to give a quick call in, 877-230-3062. There's time for me to take one more caller today. If there's something, some kind of a fear that you'd like some support walking through, I'd be most happy to help you with. In the newsletter today, I just kind of fessed up on a fear that I had going on. And I'm just going to give you a little overview on that. It was really interesting. As most of us do, you have the thoughts of the things that you want and you focus on it and you meditate on it. And for me, I repattern and all of that. And all of a sudden, it was a week ago Sunday, I was sitting and talking to my girlfriend and talking about all the exciting changes that are happening and a whole bunch of new things in my life. And I was, you know, excited about it. And I was telling her about it. And then all of a sudden, fear stepped in, and the potential bigness of the steps that I'm taking hit home for me, and they landed all 4 feet on my chest, just kerthud. Fear just wham. And the tears, you know, in the newsletter I wrote, tears welled up. That old deep terror shook my body. I was shaking. And my girlfriend has known me for a very long time. It was Kathleen, the gal that I dedicated the book to. For those of you who have the book, you'll have heard of her before, and if you've been listening to radio show, she's a dear, dear friend. And she looked at me and she was so supportive. She did not say to me, what's wrong? She looked at me, she let me cry for about a minute, held me, and then said, how do I support you best? And that's a wonderful question to implement into your life. When somebody is in a tough spot, just look at them, hug them if that feels appropriate, and say, how do I support you best? Because when we say, what's wrong? What happens? The mind goes zipping over to that downside of the line and starts thinking about all the things that are wrong and listing them all off and putting you further into that pit. And so if you can with your friends and loved ones, learn to say, how do I support you best? That puts them over to the upside of the line. And I looked at her and I said, you know what? I looked at the clock and I said, meet me in front of the fireplace in 10 minutes. She was staying at my place that week. And I said, meet me in front of the fireplace in 10 minutes. Can you build a fire? She's an awesome fire builder. And I said, can you build a fire? I'm going to make a pot of tea and tidy up the kitchen. And she sort of looked at me and I said, I want to put the kitchen in order to remind myself that that's what I'm going to be doing with my thoughts. And I said, I'll meet you in front of the fireplace with my book and my journal and my pot of tea. And then I need your help to repattern. So even myself, who developed the technique, there are times when things land on me and I need outside support to do the repatterning. The thing is that I knew immediately what it was that I needed to support myself because I had practiced it. I know that peppermint tea always puts me in the right space. I know that looking into the fire always puts me into my center space. I know that talking with Kathleen always does that. I know that putting something in front of me, decluttering someplace like tidying up the kitchen will do that for me. And immediately I just put all those things in place. Bing, bing, bing. And then I went and repatterned. Okay. So the words that came up was very interesting. The words that came up were authentic, perfect, and loving. And those, when I say the words that came up, I use muscle testing when I'm working with myself to find the words that I really are the exact words that I need. Okay? And so that's the words I repattern towards: authentic, perfect, and loving. Now, if you think about the fear of stepping into a new place, fear is simply an indication that you're on the verge of something new. That's it. That's all it is. If you're not doing something new, then you wouldn't be having fear. So, Jimmy, you just popped in. Did you want to say hi? I see that you just called in.
Yeah, I knew you just had a few minutes left, but I've appreciated this show so much today, and the people talking about their business ideas and things just kind of resonated with me about sort of my career move right now of rebuilding my health more and more that you've been helping me do. And this was just a great show. I just wanted to say thanks.
Well, I sure appreciate you calling in and saying thanks, and glad to hear from you. And thanks so much for letting Pat and Jackie know that what they were working through was supportive of you too. Cause that's the intention, is that everyone, you know, we play belief repatterning karaoke on this show, and everybody repatterns together. And as we each get a little bit brighter, the world becomes brighter.
Yes, I was doing it right along with them. And so thank you. Have a great week. I appreciate your show.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Jimmy. I appreciate you doing so. That was great.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye. So that fear that you've been carrying around is just a reminder to check your backpack. What have you got in your toolkit that can support you in moving you forward? And I know that many people have heard the acronym for fear, false evidence appearing real. And that one works, but I really prefer one that a friend of mine came up with. His name is David Roth. He's a wonderful singer-songwriter living in the East Coast, Cape Cod area. But he came up with an acronym for fear, which is forgetting everything is all right. And that's really what happens when you go into fear, is that you've forgotten that everything's all right. So remembering that everything's all right, remembering that you can show up as your authentic self, remembering that everything is in fact perfect, and that this fear that's showing up is just a reminder that you're in a new place. You wanted to be in a new place. You wanted to grow and learn. You wanted to expand. You wanted to become more aware. And now you are. And so you'll actually will get to the place where you go, fear, cool. This means I'm moving and growing. And that's what happened to me that day. So I had 1 minute of the fear. And my friend was wise enough to allow me to just release it and let it out. And then wise enough to stop before I started doing damage to myself and say, how can I be supportive of you? And that just clicked in, and immediately my inner coach was there and went, peppermint tea, let's tidy up the kitchen, go make a fire, you know, grab the book, I'm going to repattern. And I looked at her and I said, I will walk through this fear today. When you walk through those fears, you end up with a big, strong confidence, a reassurance. It's encouraging and supportive of yourself, and you've shifted that fear into excitement. And that is what repatterning is all about. I'd like to thank Pat and Jackie and Jimmy for calling in today and just sharing with them, being so open. I really appreciate that. I'll be back next week, same time. And next week's show is about tolerance. Okay, we're going to talk about tolerating things. And what are the things that you've been tolerating that are dragging your energy down and wearing you out in ways that they do not need to anymore? So I would love to hear from you. You can call in as always. If it's not a time that you can call in, if you want to just send me a Facebook message, you'll find me on Suze Casey at Suze Casey on Facebook, or you can send in an email to radio@belieffepatterning.com, and I will get it and just ask the questions, and I'll make sure that I address them on air next week. I'm looking forward to that. The week following, we're going to be doing a pre-record next week. And so the topic will be, because it's going to be Thanksgiving in the States. So the topic is going to be gratitude. If you're interested in being part of that show, we're going to be pre-recording it on Monday, and send me a note and I will absolutely give you the details so that you can phone in. I'll be talking with Eileen McGann, who's a singer-songwriter I often have on the show, about gratitude. So this has been Flipping the Switch with Suze, and I have been absolutely delighted to share this time with you. Fear, forgetting everything is all right. Remember, you can and will repattern absolutely anything you choose. And until next week, enjoy the beauty of this day. Namaste.